Channel 10. We are in Chicago, Illinois at Wired Magazine's Next Fest, and we have landed at the Toyota booth where they are focusing on zero emission, low gas consumption transportation. And standing with me is Keely. Keely, you work with Toyota, right?
Yes, I'm a product specialist with Toyota.
Right. Very cool. And now behind us, she's going to tell you what that means. Behind us is some really badass looking, I call them toys. But why don't you explain to the people what really we're standing in front of?
Okay, absolutely. Well, what we have here, Toyota was seeing all these people commute in and out of the city in these huge SUVs and trucks wasting all this energy.
Guilty.
So they decided to come up with a vehicle that was run just on a lithium-ion battery.
Okay.
So there's zero gas consumption, zero emissions. So first they came up with this PM. It stands for personal mobility, obviously.
Okay.
It came out in 2003 at the Tokyo Auto Show. It's just a concept, but it's got some great ideas. It has face recognition, where as you approach the vehicle, it recognizes the driver's face.
So it could be like, good morning, Laura. Welcome to your vehicle.
Not quite talking to you yet, but it would recognize your face,
okay.
Open the hatch for you, and then once you're inside, you don't need a key. It's fingerprint recognition.
Wow, very cool. Now, you said a lithium-ion battery. My camera runs on a lithium-ion battery, so is it just like a bigger one of those?
Exactly.
So take it into my house or in my garage and I plug it in, good to go?
Absolutely. All of these three vehicles behind me, yeah, takes about 2 to 3 hours to charge completely and you're good to go.
And now, so that was the first one, and it was tested in 2003 but didn't actually land in stores?
Never produced. It was just a concept. So they further decided to minimize even further.
Okay.
So in 2005, we have the iSwing here.
Okay.
So you can see it's definitely smaller. This one has more personality, more flair to it. You can actually download images from the internet on that lighting screen there.
Wow.
So you can advertise. Do
transportation in style and, you know, good for the environment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And slimming down, I see they get a little bit smaller every year. And now let's step here. So this is the most recent?
Yes. This is the 2008 iReal.
Okay.
And this is the one that's actually going to be test marketed in Japan next year.
Okay.
So it's taken ideas from both of these two vehicles to create what we have today.
And what is the features that make this one a little bit above and beyond the previous two besides it's slimmed down?
Okay. Well, this one's actually designed to be driven on the roads.
Okay.
So you could actually commute from the suburbs to downtown Chicago on the roads. Then you can actually take it up on the sidewalk. It will go into walking mode. You can actually take it in your office building, go up the elevator, plug it in for the day, and then commute home.
Walking mode? You mean like, do the wheels...
They don't actually walk, but it's on two wheels.
Okay.
So it's a slower speed where you can actually go on the sidewalks.
Nice.
And you're actually eye level to pedestrians, so you kind of blend in with the crowd.
Right on. And you said, what was max speed?
18 miles an hour.
18 miles an hour.
So it goes about 18 miles distance or about an hour full on a charged battery before you need to plug it in.
Why does Japan get it before us? We're here in Chicago. We have a lot of traffic. We need those.
I think they designed it. It's their baby. They're going to keep it for a while.
Oh, that makes sense. All right, let's move on to some larger scale vehicles over here. All right, now here we have something you might be a little bit more familiar with. It looks to me like the Prius that, you know, my more energy conscious, environmentally conscious friends are driving.
Exactly. It's exactly the same exterior, interior. The only difference is it's a different battery. The current Prius runs on a nickel metal hydride.
Okay.
This is a lithium ion battery, just like your camera.
Right.
And you can plug it in now. So you plug it into a regular household outlet at night. It takes about 3 to 4 hours to charge completely. So doing this process, you've now upped your gas mileage like triple.
Wow. And now how long does it, if you do charge overnight for the 2 to 3 hours, how long will the car run?
On electric mode, you can get up to about 10 miles distance just on electric mode.
Yes.
But if you use the gasoline as well, usually around 30 miles per hour or
right.
more, the gasoline engine will kick in and that will actually charge the battery for you. So you can
go
much greater distances, 150, 180 miles, depending on how you drive.
All right, I'm trading in. I swear to God I am. Actually, if I wanted to trade in for this, is this model available now?
Not quite. It's
not
being
quite.
Tested on the roads in Japan as we speak.
Yeah.
So near future.
Near future. And if people want to look out for it, it's just the hybrid, the latest edition of the Prius.
It's the plug-in Prius.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's coming soon your way. Let's look at something that's going to be a little bit further off into the future. Come on. All right, now finally for a glimpse into the way future, this is called the 1X. At this point, as you said, it's simply a concept. And what's it a concept of?
Well, the 1X pretty much means a fraction of. It's a fraction of emissions, obviously.
Okay.
It's also a fraction of the weight. This vehicle only weighs 926 pounds. It's 1/3 the weight of the Prius, which is about 3,000 pounds.
So that helps with better gas mileage as well, I would assume?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. It's also obviously a lot lighter, so
yes.
It's made up of carbon fibers, which are actually light materials, but actually really strong materials.
Wow.
The roof is a bio roof made up of plant materials, so it's very environmentally friendly.
Oh, nice. How far off would you say we are?
I have no idea.
Hard to say. This is just a concept.
Hard so.
To say. So I don't suppose you could give me a price.
No price, no, no gas price, mileage, no, no gas speed, mileage. No.
But a darn sexy shell of a vehicle.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thank you. And thank you to everyone working at Toyota. You guys are doing a great job to help conserve our environment. And you out there should be helping as well. I'm trading in my SUV. I'm getting a Prius. And if you want to learn more, head over to Toyota.com.